This is Geratzet Hayer,
a toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian, a comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on the Ignotainment Media Network.
Parluis, parluis inch pesek. Well, it's April 24th, my friends, Friday morning, 10 a.m. Central Time. There's no Geratzet Hayer today. Today is a day we just remember. Today we carry out what has been a frustration, pain, anger, and sorrow. And we can find all this in just one day. Can you believe that? In one day we can sum it up in frustration, pain, anger, and sorrow. It's amazing. And just one day in our Armenian life that it just seems like only Armenians care. Today we are coming into our studio at 4 a.m. I was supposed to be here at 4 a.m. to, Russell Pollard, he was going to give us a heads up, but unfortunately what happened was his dad became very ill. I mean, I think Shad Marta Zanarehima, I think he may pass away. I hope not. Our prayers are with Russell and his family, and he had to fly back to England. So I'm going to do this show on my own here. It's not going to be a long show at all, but I just want to get my views out for April 24th. I think it's really important. I wasn't even going to do a show today. I really wasn't into it, but let's start by what we seen yesterday. I watched a live stream of System of Down in Yerevan. I'm telling you right now, and if I turn anyone off, I'm so sorry about this. I got to tell you guys, I cried about three times watching this myself. I don't know, but I felt so much pride. For once, I didn't feel pride by seeing a military parade of Armenia on YouTube. For once, I didn't see little kids singing patriotic songs that I felt pride in. This time I felt proud by just seeing Armenian just being happy. System of Down up on stage with thousands of people watching in the rain. I mean, they weren't moving. They were all there. They were all together. It felt like the whole world of Armenia was together that night. It was beautiful. The rain kept coming and, you know, people were enjoying life and wishing it was like that every day in Armenia. At one time when the band was playing, I just seen rain and I visualized, this is going to sound weird, but it brought tears. I visualized 1.5 million drops of tears from heavens in the Yerevan Square to just say thank you. God bless it, man. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I can't describe. If you're an Armenian, you know what I'm talking about. God bless System of the Down, Serge, Deron, Chavo, and John. What a beautiful show. What a beautiful night. And it's a kind of long-lasting effect, you know, a band can have on a whole country and the whole national pride. Today is April 24th. And once again, I become obsessed and angry with every news channel in the U.S., You know, I'm watching it. I say, that's not important. I don't want to see that. That's not important. Why can't they show that some other time? You know, and then I see, you know, nothing on the April 24th. My people are parading somewhere out there, and you're not even mentioning the Armenian genocide. It's sad. It's sad. What is wrong with these people? I just don't know. I just don't know why this thing has to stay in the closet every time. Then I understand they're not doing a Armenian Google that we so much, you know, we put in the petition, and they're not even going to put that. They didn't even put that black ribbon as they said they were going to do for Armenia on the Google logo. And I thought that was, what a crock that was. And you know, it's become a complete joke. They play with our emotions, and yeah, as my dad would have said about that whole thing. Anyway, we'll move on. Folks, it's all about, you know, if the world doesn't give a crap about us, we should still give a crap about each other. I mean, we are small. We're small. I mean, we're small country, small identity. Look at the Jewish people. The Jewish people are strong. The Jewish people are strong because they thrive on one another. We're small, and we can't afford to screw each other over. We cannot turn our backs on one another. We must be strong. We must love one another, okay? I don't mean to sound like some, you know, like a Hindu sitting around or whatever, but I'm just saying we've got to love each other because it's going to go a long ways. I mean, break down every division between Armenians. You see it, Obamas and the Googles. The world does not evolve around us. They don't care about us. We don't have anything. We don't have their oil. We don't have a port. I mean, what we have is each other. We must stand strong. I mean, honestly, we must stand strong and care for ourselves. And that starts unconditionally love for one another. I mean, just think about it, man. That's the only way we're going to get by this. And that's what Serge, that's what Daron, that's what Shavo, that's what John thought yesterday. We have to take on that role. We have to be one of, they didn't get paid yesterday. You know how much that concert cost them for the crew and everything to fly there and to get this thing going? Cost a lot of money, my friends. And I'm sure everyone enjoyed it. And I'm sure they enjoyed it even more. That's the love. That's the love that's all we're talking about. That's the only thing we got left to stay strong together. Honestly. As we mourn today, you know, I want you guys to do me one favor, okay? Just one favor, if anything. I can't do this because my mom and dad and my parents and my grandparents, they all passed away. But hopefully a lot of you listening out there, when you get home today, or if you're home right now, go to your moms and dads, and especially your grandmother and your grandfather, if you have them, and just hug them, man. Just hug them. Don't even tell them why. Just say thank you. Just say thank you. That's all you need to tell them. They will know why. They will know why today you're hugging them and saying thank you. That's what it's all about, my friends. We have to stay together. You're seeing the world. We have to beg just to get a black ribbon put around the Google emblem for today's April 24th. Well, you know what? They could keep their black ribbon. We've got a black ribbon on us for life, and we're only going to be representing each other from this point on or from the past. But let's not screw each other over, and let's not have divisions among Armenians, and let's be good with each other is all I'm saying. April 24th, 100th year anniversary. Let's remember it. Let's never forget. And let's teach our kids never to forget. Kishir party, my friends.
Tune in next week for another episode of
Genatzet Hayer,
A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. You can find the show online at www.armeniaproud.com or download and subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher for Android. This is the Ignotainment Media Network.